This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome. It is so great to have you with us today for this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, live from Famous Toastery, where every server is your server. Today's guest is Seth Zamek, owner and executive director of Senior Helpers, and recently, as in I just read this, named chairman of South Carolina's Alzheimer's Association. And today's program, of course, is brought to you by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center, Kuster Commercial, and our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. It is so good to see you, Seth.
Oh, same here, Patty. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you.
Absolutely. Now, it is hopping here at Famous Toastery, and we can I feel that holiday family. There's a lot of tables that have more than just the standard four or two. They're, you know, put together, and it's a group. A grouping of good fun.
Yeah, that's a great thing.
It is.
We can get together over the holidays, isn't it?
It is so great. And, of course, you do so much in terms of families and holidays. I'm not sure if you heard this morning, but I was sharing with Lucas McFadden just some of the tips and some of the benefits and things that happen when families come together at the holidays. Mm-hmm. And you have to kind of acknowledge that aging is occurring. Changes are occurring. Before we go into our topic of conversation today, let's just begin with Senior Helpers. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Mm-hmm. Sure, Patty. We're a home care, what's called a home care organization, or a non-medical home care organization, where we help folks, seniors predominantly, but people of all ages, continue to live independently in their own homes, wherever they happen to call home, do it in a way where they're safe and there's dignity involved, and help people enhance their quality of life.
It's so important. Yeah, and it's hard sometimes because what you do go into the home of the person, which a lot of times it's aging is not one of those things. Having a need is not just a flip of the page. Mm-hmm. It's a process. It's called transition. So tell us a little bit about when is that time that we need to be looking maybe at finding extra help for a loved one?
Sure. I mean, the example you just talked about, and I think you and Lucas talked about this morning, this happens to be a really busy time for us at Senior Helpers because of the holidays. You have, as you've just alluded to, adult children might come into town to visit their parents during the holidays from out of town, and they talk to their parents over the phone once a week. Mom, how's Dad doing? Oh, he's doing just fine. Oh, he's doing fine. I'm taking care of him. He's well fed. We're getting to the doctor, and hasn't fallen, and he's doing fine. And then sure enough, when the daughter comes in and sees, you know, how that Dad maybe isn't doing as well as Mom said he was. We'll get calls from the adult children. Hey, can y'all come over here and help my parents? Bless their hearts.
That's a
trigger. I mean, it's hard, as you said. It is a process. It's hard to acknowledge that maybe you, as a senior, maybe you need a little extra.
You don't want to burden anybody.
You don't want to burden. It's hard. And for men in general, it's hard. We have egos, male egos, and it's hard to admit that maybe we need help ourselves, or that we can't take care of all the needs of our spouse. It's hard to acknowledge that.
So you mentioned a fall. A lot of times when an older person falls, or someone that lives by themselves, they fall, that is a measurable example that you were mobile yesterday and now you are no longer mobile because of this fall and the healing process. The easy stuff to know when it's time to bring in extra help. But when it's just this gradual decline in independence, what are some of the things, places that are signs that we can look at to know that we are in that process?
Right. Well, you can look at like subtle things, like maybe when you go visit your parents, look in the refrigerator, perhaps. Open up the refrigerator and take a look and see what's in there. Are there groceries in there? And then in particular, Are there the right types of food in there? And even look at expiration dates. That's like, is there stuff in there that your parents might, or open up lids, you know, tinfoil, and see if the food is still good in there. That would be one trigger, right? You can imagine. Clothing and cleanliness. You know, have you know? Are your parents? Do they seem to be wearing the same clothes?
Do they have an aromatic flair?
Again,
Sorry. Sense, okay.
You know, are they, you know, appropriately taking care of their personal need? You know, their hygiene, bathing, and that type of thing. And then obviously, just look around the house. Is it getting more cluttered? Is the house safe? Look in the bathrooms as well.
Mm-hmm.
What shape are those kinds of, you know, so just really be more observant about the things that are going on with your parents in a physical sense. Now, cognitively, you might pay a little more attention to the discussions you're having with them. Would the older person, your parents, maybe be repeating the same stories over and over, or asking the same questions over in a fairly short time frame? Those could be signs of maybe short-term memory loss, which could be indicative of other, you know, of other problems that might need to be addressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and you know, with your connection now with, I mean, you've always had a real heart for Alzheimer's as it continues to be on the increase, and frightening that we don't have we don't know why, or we don't know how to prevent it, and yet it continues to rise in the numbers of those affected. We're going to take a short break, but when we come back, I'd like to talk more about South Carolina and how, you know, we are in terms of Alzheimer's and what we can do, and what this South Carolina Alzheimer's Association new position that you have is all about. Of course, Close Up is made possible every week, twice a week actually, by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center, You Won't Believe What's in Your Own Backyard, Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. There's a lot more Close Up right here live today from Famous Toastery in TKK, where every server is your server. Stay tuned.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
When you suffer from back pain, playtime with loved ones can seem impossible. At Piedmont Medical Center, specialists affiliated with our NeuroSpine program are dedicated to one thing: you living without pain. With personal end-to-end treatment plans, our team is ready to help you get back to all the things you love most. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar to register for a seminar today. That's PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and this is Close Up, and my guest today, Seth Zamek, the owner and executive director of Senior Helpers, also appointed chairman of the South Carolina chapter of the Alzheimer's Association. So your term, it began in July, or it will begin? So, okay, you started in July.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And it's for 2 years.
Correct.
All right. And you were co-chair before this, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So what is it about the Alzheimer's Association? When it comes to aging, there's a lot of different things that can happen. Why Alzheimer's? Why choose your time there to really continue to raise awareness?
That's a good question. It's semi-personal in the sense that it's Senior Helpers. On any given day, we will be caring for probably over 50 people with Alzheimer's, individuals with Alzheimer's disease. More than half of our clients have dementia or Alzheimer's. And so we have seen the toll it can take on, the effect it has on the individual with Alzheimer's disease, but also on the family, the spouses, the adult children, the nieces, nephews, that have to care, caring for somebody with dementia. The Alzheimer's Association is committed to providing support for families that are dealing with Alzheimer's disease, and also providing education, and then helping advocate for and actually fundraising for research to help us find some kind of cure or treatment for the disease. So there was just synergy there, and it made sense for me to. And our organization to align with the Alzheimer's Association.
It's hard to think that any of our listeners have not heard of Alzheimer's or in some way been affected. Mm-hmm. But what are we looking at in terms of the rates nationwide or in South Carolina? Mm-hmm. How prevalent is Alzheimer's?
It's prevalent, and it's getting more and becoming more and more prevalent. In the United States of America, there's 5.3 million people living with Alzheimer's disease. Today, here in South Carolina, there's 89,000 people living with Alzheimer's disease. If you took the Williams Bryce Stadium on the campus of USC? If you tried to get everybody in the state with Alzheimer's disease into that stadium, you couldn't fit them all into that stadium. To watch a football game on a Saturday afternoon.
Wow.
Here in York County, where we happen to be sitting right now, there's approximately 3,000 people living with Alzheimer's disease. I know folks can hear us down in Chester County. There's a couple thousand people that living there, and in Chester, probably 1,500 individuals with Alzheimer's disease. In terms of other rates of occurrence, people over 65 years of age, it's about one in between six and seven individuals over 65 have Alzheimer's disease. And people over, if you live to be, if like in this restaurant here, I don't know, there's maybe 100 people in this restaurant right now. If we were to all live to be 85 years of age, half of the people in this restaurant, one in two people over 85 years of age in the United States will have Alzheimer's or dementia.
Do we have any better understanding of who will develop Alzheimer's or why it impacts some and not others?
Honestly, there's not really any definitive answer to that. There are theories and research being done on that. But, I mean, if you have a family history, if your parents had Alzheimer's disease, you have a greater likelihood of getting the disease, but it doesn't mean that you will get the disease. If you've had a brain injury, there's a greater likelihood. If they're talking about now, there's a link between maybe depression and Alzheimer's disease. In other words, people, with some of the studies have been done, people with Alzheimer's disease, that have lived with depression, untreated depression through portions of their lives, are at a greater risk of acquiring or having Alzheimer's disease. But there's no definitive link between any of those things and Alzheimer's.
And just when it seems that, you think about crossword puzzles and things that engage your mind, your mind muscle, there's always the surprise. I mean, Ronald Reagan had Alzheimer's.
Right.
and how I would think that his brain muscle was flexed pretty often, you know, as president of the United States.
Yeah, and had very successful people entertain, you know, you had Pat Summitt, the most successful basketball, not only women's but basketball coach of all time. Hard driving, intense, intelligent. You know, she acquires all, you know, has all died of Alzheimer's mm-hmm. disease. Glenn Campbell, incredible guitar player, the skills that it takes to play guitar at that level, Alzheimer's disease. Every week we run into, families where a lot of times the gentleman's got Alzheimer's disease was an engineer, a nuclear physicist, Alzheimer's disease. It's
heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking, and there's no rhyme or reason. And it's the only one of the 10 leading causes of death or most prevalent diseases in the United States that there's no cure for it. We don't really know what causes it, and there's literally no treatment for Alzheimer's disease. That's why, you know, the Alzheimer's Association is so important, the work that they do to help fund research. And thankfully, over the last few years, we've had more funds allocated by the United States government, Congress in particular, and signed off by the president to fund research through the National Institutes of Health.
Well, it's so important to have an understanding of what causes it, because we might be contributing to the rise in Alzheimer's and not even know it. Simply by behavior or environment, everyone has a theory, right. But really it's probably just a combination of a whole lot of things. Let me ask you this. When we talk about Alzheimer's disease, it's still very individual in terms of how it manifests itself in a person. It seems that some you can have early onset Alzheimer's, mm-hmm. or it can be a very long goodbye. Is it predictable, and how do you actually die from a neurological disease?
The questions you had, some of those are the $100,000 questions.
Tell me now.
But yes, yeah, so if I could do that.
As chairman, tell me.
Yeah. some of the signs, and if you a great resource for folks who think either they have Alzheimer's or somebody in their family has Alzheimer's or a friend has Alzheimer's. The Alzheimer's Association is a great resource for that. And there's a piece that we do called the 10 Warning Signs of Alzheimer's Disease. And you go to ALZ.org, you know, ALZ.org. That's the website. There's tons of resources there for families in South Carolina and across the country. The classic things, early warning signs, is short-term memory loss. That's the most obvious and prevalent sign, as we were talking about earlier on. But as time goes on, as the disease progresses, there is, in some sense, a progression of the disease. It ultimately will affect the individual's ability to perform their activities of daily living, the things we take for granted. Maybe a person will have difficulty managing their medications, right?
And again, that's where senior helpers
we can help folks with that. People might have difficulty while driving, of course, is something that becomes an issue. Being able to dress or select appropriate clothing and to actually dressing. Other personal care things, hygiene, need assistance with showering. Sometimes I've seen a gentleman who I've happened to hand him a toothbrush with toothpaste on it and put it in his hand. He literally did not know what to do with it. So mm-hmm. It's sad. It's a horrible disease. And ultimately, more times than not, people will die from complications related to Alzheimer's disease. They will have a fall, a medication mishap, acquire an infection. Dehydration, malnutrition, things that can land people in the hospital, pneumonia, things like that. Go in the hospital, and then you could have a slow or a rapid decline from there, as you can imagine.
Absolutely.
So that's why it's super important to provide the right support around individuals that have dementia, help the person with dementia, and to help the person who's caring for them.
So important.
Because they're the key. They're the key.
Yes, we're going to take a short break and come back and talk more about what it means to be a caregiver and how daunting of task that can be day in and day out. Of course, my guest today, Seth Zamek from Senior Helpers and also the South Carolina Alzheimer's Association. We are live today right here from Famous Toastery in TKK, brought to you by our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center. If you haven't been to Piedmont Medical Center lately, then you haven't been to Piedmont. Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas, and our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Stay tuned. More close-up yet to come.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back with my guest today, Seth Zamek. We're talking about Alzheimer's. Before we went to break, we were touching on the subject of caregiver, the caregiver for someone with Alzheimer's. How would you describe that? You know, you've got a couple. They've been married for years and years and years. One develops Alzheimer's and the other is there, you know, to be the caregiver. It's not easy. What have you seen?
Well, you're right. It's not easy. It's not even close to easy. It could be incredibly, incredibly difficult. It's more many times, especially as the disease progresses, you're talking about literally a 24/7 job. A person with dementia, Alzheimer's, might be prone to wandering off, prone to falling, prone to getting into, you know, medication. So, you know, the caregiver, the spouse for them has to keep an eye on them for, you know, all the time. So there's 168 hours in the week. Mm. And if you're tasked with doing, you know, keeping an eye on, caring for a loved one, that's the equivalent of 4 full-time jobs. I mean, I don't know how, and I have tremendous respect for family caregivers who do all that. It's hard and it's thankless.
It's hard for adult children, but for that spouse that is there, really getting to know it's like this person that you have loved and shared a life with, to not perhaps know who you are.
Yeah.
It's to find that emotional balance between loving enough to do everything within your power to care for this person, and yet protecting your heart and having that, you know, just the knowledge of knowing and separating the fact that this is the disease, this is not on purpose being hurtful to me.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of outreach or support is there in York County?
I mean, what you just said, I wish I could. Well, we did just record what you just said. That's Alzheimer's disease at the heart of it right there. It's horrible. And it's really difficult on couples like that, that have been together for so long. And, gosh, so I appreciate you sharing that, Patty. The only thing, and as I've worked in this field for over 10 years now, one of the things, the other thing, that the challenge that the caregiver has, the husband or the wife, is, in addition to the things you just mentioned, is knowing when they need to ask for help, when to ask the adult children to come in and help them, or when to bring in outside help and support like senior helpers, because you can't do
not?
Well, people want to and think they can do it on their own. There's feelings of guilt. Right? Feeling men feel like they have the male ego. I can do everything on my own. There's also I'm the only one that can really, you know, love and provide the care at this level that my, you know, my husband or my wife needs. And it's hard for people to let go of those things. But they, you know, I've gotten to the point now where we talk to folks that are feeling those ways. And in a sense, by you not bringing in extra help for your loved one or for your parent, you're almost doing them a disservice. They need the adult care, you know, the caregiver needs to bring in help so you can continue to provide care and not burn out.
Exactly.
And do something precipitous.
And you can have that conversation with senior helpers and to know that there is, mm-hmm. you know, even if you are having that little whisper that says, maybe I should talk, your website is seniorhelpers.com.
Yes, seniorhelpers.com. But you can, best way is just pick up the phone and give us a call at 548-6766, area code 803-548-6766. And we'll be glad to
Seth Samick, thank you so very much. Time is out. Thank you for being with us on this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center and Houston Commercial.